and were a new convert to the Christian faith, you may have been given a copy of the Gospel of John to read. A few moments ago, we heard, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name." If you are not familiar with the Gospel of John, you may have wondered, how did John accomplish this in his Gospel? John's Gospel is a book of signs or works and uses seven signs or works throughout his Gospel. First is the miracle of turning water into wine at the wedding in the Cana of Galilee, which shows Jesus' power or ability to transform an everyday substance into another. Second is the miracle of healing from a distance, an official's son who was ill. Third, the healing of a blind man by the pool of Bethsaida on the Sabbath. Fourth, the feeding of the 5,000 with the 2 fish and 5 barley loaves. And the fifth was Jesus walking on the water, the ability of Jesus to walk on a rough sea. And that is also found in Matthew and Mark. Sixth, Jesus curing a blind man from birth, using mud, puts it on his eyes, and tells him to wash in the pool of Siloam. The man comes back and sees. Seven, the raising of Lazarus, Jesus' power over death. In addition to the seven signs or works, we read about others who witnessed to the divinity of Jesus. God's witness to the Son. "The works that the Father has given me to complete, the very works that I am doing, testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me." John the Baptist refers to Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And Jesus' conversation with Nicodemus about the new birth, which contains the well-known verse in the New Testament, John 3:16. "Tell me, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life." We read of Peter's affirmation, "Lord, to whom will we go? You have the words of eternal life." And finally, Jesus' own testimony about himself using the seven I ams. "I am the bread of life, the bread which has come down from heaven. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine." And you may read all about the seven signs or works, as well as the seven I ams, when you go home and read John's Gospel. If when you heard today's reading, you may have wondered when Jesus breathed on the disciples and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And if you have wondered if this incident was the same as Pentecost, you are not alone. If we went and read Genesis 2, chapter 7, the account of God creating man, It helps us understand Jesus breathing the Holy Spirit into the 10 disciples. I quote, "Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." Jesus breathes life into the disciples, giving them his power. They are regenerated. Another view is that the statement is a prophecy of Pentecost, which is celebrated 50 days after Easter. I thought today we might do something different. So get comfortable, and you may close your eyes if you wish, and if you nod off, it's okay, but try not to snore. Breathe in and out a few times. As you breathe in, breathe in God. As you breathe out, let all those things float away. The gardening chores, what you were planning for supper, and all those other things that occupy your life. Imagine you are one of the 10 disciples on the Sabbath evening, meeting in the house, and the door is locked. Each of you is fearful of the authorities in case you are put out of the synagogue or arrested. Voices are hushed. As you look around the room, you are aware Thomas is not with you. Thomas is despondent and grief-stricken and has distanced himself from the group. The evening meal is finished, but the aroma of the meal lingers. Some are quietly discussing the events of the past few days, and you recall Mary's conversation that took place earlier in the day when she thought Jesus was the gardener, and you smile as you remember how her face shone when Jesus spoke her name. Suddenly, Jesus appears and stands among you. You wonder, how did he do that? How could he come through the locked door? Jesus says, "Peace be with you." He shows everyone his scarred hands and feet. Surprised and excited, someone says, "It's Jesus, it's really Jesus." And for a few moments, everyone is talking at once. All present are happy and excited to see Jesus. Jesus once again says, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Then he breathed on us and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Fleeting thoughts cross your mind as you recall when Jesus taught about the Holy Spirit, which most of you didn't understand. Now it was becoming clearer. You wonder, is Jesus giving us the power to forgive sins? Then Jesus leaves. Silence pervades the room. How you wish Thomas had been there. Suddenly, there's a knock at the door. It is Thomas. Several say, "Thomas, we have seen the Lord." Thomas replies, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." Saddened by Thomas' remark, each of you leaves the house. A week later, the disciples meet together, and Thomas is with them. Again, the doors were shut, and Jesus appears and came and stood among us and says, "Peace be with you." He speaks to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. Thomas answers him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet come to believe. You can open your eyes now. So we return to the purpose of John's gospel. These signs and works are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. So, friends of St. Mary's, if you meet folks that are struggling or searching for the faith, encourage them to read John's Gospel. Amen.